This audio is brought to you by Medjugorje.org.
The following is a talk given by the Medjugorje visionary Mirjana Dragicevic-Soldo in the fall of 2009.
I'll go back to
1981.
That summer I came to Medjugorje to spend my summer vacation with my grandmothers.
24. je Sveti Ivan i u selu se ništa nije radilo.
June the 24th is St. John the Baptist feast day, so nobody worked in the village.
Ivanka i ja smo htjele biti malo same.
Ivanka and me wanted to be a little bit alone.
I izašle smo iz sela i šetale ispod brda što ga sad zovemo brdom ukazanja.
We went outside of the village and we were walking along the foot of what we call the apparition hill today.
U to vrijeme nije bilo kuća u blizini.
At that time there were no houses around.
Kad smo se umorile, sjele smo ispod brda.
When we felt tired, we sat down at the foot of the hill.
I Ivanka mi je rekla, ja mislim da je Gospa na brdu.
And Ivanka told me, I think that Our Lady is on the hill.
Ja nisam ni gledala.
I didn't even look.
Jer nismo rasli u komunizmu, Jugoslaviji.
Because we grew up in a time of communism in ex-Yugoslavia.
I kod nas vjera nije bila slobodna.
And there was no freedom of faith in our country.
Mogli smo nedjeljom na misu.
We were allowed to go to Holy Mass on Sunday.
A sav ostali religijski život bio je u obiteljima.
But the rest of our religious life was within our families.
Molili smo sa roditeljima svako večer krunicu.
We prayed the rosary with our parents every night.
Ali nisu nam mnogo govorili.
But they were not talking to us a lot.
Jer su se bojali da mi kao djeca ne bih o tome govorili u školi.
They were afraid of if we as a children go to school and talk about that.
Tako da ja nisam znala da Gospa može doći na zemlju.
So that I never knew that Our Lady could come on earth.
Ja sam mislila Gospa je na nebu i mi joj se molimo.
The way I thought was Our Lady is in heaven and we pray to her.
Da ona nema ništa drugo da radi, pa je došla meni i tebi.
I said to her, yes, Our Lady has nothing else to do and she would come to two of us.
I ostavila sam je na tom mjestu.
And I left her standing there in that spot.
I htjela sam se vratiti u selo.
And I wanted to come back to the village.
Ali kad sam došla blizu prvih kuća, osjetila sam u sebi poziv.
But as I was reaching the first houses of the village, I felt within myself a call.
To je bilo tako jako da sam se jednostavno morala vratiti nazad.
That call was so intense that I simply had to go back.
Kad sam se vratila, vidjela sam Ivanku na istom mjestu.
When I came back, I saw Ivanka on the same spot.
I ona mi je rekla, pogledaj sada, molim.
And she said to me, look now, please.
I ja sam vidjela ženu u dugoj sivoj haljini kako drži dijete u naručju.
And I was able to see a woman in a long gray dress holding infant baby in her arms.
Sve je bilo jako čudno jer na brdo nije niko išao, pogotovo ne s djetetom u naručju.
Everything was very strange because nobody climbed the hill, especially not with infant in the arms.
I nije bilo ni puta koji postoje sada koji su hodočasnici napravili svojim nogama.
There was not even a path that exists today that was made by the feet of pilgrims.
Ja sam u tom momentu osjetila sve emocije što postoje zajedno.
In that moment I felt all possible emotions within myself.
I strah i nerazumijevanje.
Fear, misunderstanding, all of that.
I jednostavno u meni je pobjedilo da bježim.
And what prevailed within me was simply to run away.
Ja sam pobjegla kući i rekla sam svoje baki da ja mislim da sam vidjela Gospu.
I escaped home and I said to my grandmother that I think that I saw Our Lady.
Ona mi je rekla, uzmi ti krunicu i moli Boga, pusti Gospu na nebu gdje jest.
She said to me, you better take the rosary, go to your room and pray and let Our Lady be where she is.
I ja sam zaista čitavu noć molila.
And I truly did spend the whole night in prayer.
Jer samo sam u molitvi imala mir.
Because only in prayer I was able to have peace.
Sutradan sam pomagala mojim ujacima kao svaki dan prije.
Tomorrow I was helping my uncles like every other day before.
Kad je bilo vrijeme kad sam vidjela Gospu, dan prije ponovo sam osjetila taj poziv.
But that second day, around the same time when I saw Our Lady, the day before, I felt the same call.
I ja sam rekla svojim ujacima da ja moram ići ispod brda.
And I said to my uncles that I have to go to the foot of the hill.
Oni su pošli sa mnom jer su htjeli da vide što se dešava, osjećali su odgovornost.
They came along with me because they wanted to see what was happening, they felt responsibility.
Kad smo došli ispod brda, već je skoro pola sela ovoga ispod brda bilo ispod brda.
When we reached the foot of the hill, half of the Podbrda village was there at the foot of the hill.
Jer sa svakim od vidioca je pošao neko.
Because every visionary came with somebody from the family.
Vidjeli smo Gospu na istom mjestu.
We saw Our Lady on the same spot.
Samo ovaj put bez djeteta u naručju.
But this time she didn't have baby in her arms.
I taj dan, 25.6.81. godine, je bio prvi put da smo došli ka Gospi.
So that second day, June the 25th, was the first time when we approached Our Lady.
I tako su počela naša svakodnevna ukazanja.
And that is how our daily apparitions started.
Vrlo kratko vrijeme smo ih imali na brdu.
Very shortly, we were receiving apparitions on the hill.
Jer rekla sam već da je to bilo vrijeme komunizma, vrijeme Jugoslavije.
As I previously said, that was time of communism, or ex Yugoslavia.
I brdo je odmah bilo opkoljeno sa policijom i psima i ko bi išao na brdo išao bi u zatvor.
So right away the hill was occupied by the police with the dogs and whoever would try to climb the hill would end up in prison.
Gospa je tih prvih dana pokazala nekoliko čuda.
But those first days, Our Lady presented a few miracles.
Na primjer, pisalo je na nebu mir na hrvatskom jeziku.
For example, in the middle of the sky you could see word mir written, that means peace in Croatian.
To su vidjeli svi u Podbrdu.
Everybody in Podbrda village was able to see it.
Onda je nestajao križ na križecu, pokazivala se Gospa u bijelome.
Then the cross on the cross hill would disappear and Our Lady dressed in white would appear.
Bila su dva čudesna ozdravljenja.
There were two miraculous healings as well.
Tako da su nam ljudi u selu povjerovali i pomagali.
So the people from the village believed to us and they were helping us.
Mi smo svako večer imali ukazanje na drugom mjestu.
Every night we would have the apparition on a different spot.
Tako da se nikad ne zna gdje ćemo biti.
So that they would never know ahead of time where we would be.
Ja sam imala tako ukazanja sve do Božića 82. godine.
Such a daily apparitions I had until Christmas of 1982.
Tad sam dobila 10. tajnu.
That is when I received the 10th secret.
I Gospa mi je taj dan rekla da ja više neću imati ukazanja svaki dan.
And that day Our Lady said to me that I wasn't to have her daily apparitions anymore.
Rekla mi je isto tako da trebam da izaberem svećenika kome ću reći tajne.
But she also said to me that I have to choose a priest to whom I will reveal the secrets.
I izabrala sam svećenika i ja trebam reći njemu 10 dana prije što će se desiti i gdje.
I did choose a priest and I'm supposed to tell him 10 days in advance what will happen and where.
7 dana ćemo provesti u postu i molitvi.
7 days we are supposed to spend in prayer and fasting.
A 3 dana prije on mora reći svima.
But 3 days ahead of time he is supposed to say to everybody.
On nema pravo izbora da li će reći ili ne reći.
He doesn't have a right to choose whether to say or not to say.
On je prihvatio tu misiju i treba ispuniti kako je Božja volja.
He accepted this mission and he has to fulfill that according to God's will.
Gospa uvijek kaže, nemojte govoriti o tajnama.
But Our Lady always says, do not talk about secrets.
Molite.
You better pray.
Jer ko osjeća mene kao majku, a Boga kao svoga oca, nema straha ni od čega.
Because the one who feels me as mother and God as a father, that person has no fear of anything.
Ona kaže da strah imaju samo oni koji još nisu upoznali ljubav Božju.
Our Lady says, only those who have not come to know the love of God yet, those people have fear.
A mi kao ljudska bića mi uvijek govorimo o budućnosti.
But we as a human beings, we always talk about future.
Šta će biti, kad će biti, gdje će biti.
What, when or where will happen.
A ja uvijek kažem isto.
And I always repeat the same.
Ko od nas prisutnih sada ovdje može reći sa sigurnošću da će biti sutra živ?
Who among us present here can say for sure that will be alive tomorrow?
Ono što nas Gospa uči da smo spremni ovaj moment doći pred Boga.
So what Our Lady has been teaching us is to be ready this very moment to come before God.
Kad je bilo to ukazanje za Božić 82. godine, Gospa mi je isto tako rekla da ću ja imati ukazanja 18. marta, svakog 18. marta dok sam živa.
During that apparition on Christmas 1982, Our Lady also said to me that I will have her apparitions once a year, every March the 18th, as long as I live.
I isto tako mi je rekla da ću imati i izvanredna ukazanja.
But that I will have some extraordinary apparitions as well.
I ta su ukazanja počela 2. augusta 87. godine i traju i dan danas i ne znam dok ću ih imati.
And those apparitions started on August the 2nd, 1987, still have been lasting and I do not know until when will I have them.
Ta su ukazanja i molitva za nevjernike.
Those every second of the month apparitions are also prayer for unbelievers.
Gospa nikad ne kaže nevjernici.
But Our Lady never says unbelievers.
Ona uvijek kaže oni koji još nisu osjetili ljubav Božju.
She always says those who have not come to know the love of God yet.
I ona traži našu pomoć.
And Our Lady is asking our help.
Ja kad kažem našu, ja ne mislim samo na nas šest vidioca.
Mirjana says, when I say our help, I do not mean only six visionaries.
Ja mislim na sve one koji osjećaju Gospu kao svoju majku.
But all those people who feel Our Lady as mother.
Jer ona kaže da mi možemo promijeniti nevjernike.
Because Our Lady says that we are capable to change unbelievers.
Ali samo s našom molitvom i samo s našim primjerom.
But only with our prayers and our own example.
Ona traži da u svoje svakodnevne molitve stavimo na prvo mjesto molitve za nevjernike.
Our Lady is asking from us to put in our daily prayers in the very first place of prayers for unbelievers.
Jer ona kaže da većina ružnih stvari koje se dešavaju u svijetu kao ratovi, razvodi, droga, abortusi dolazi od nevjernika.
Because Our Lady has been emphasizing realizing that most of the bad things in the world, like war, crime, abortion, divorces, are coming from unbelievers.
Zato ona kaže, kad molite za njih, vi molite za vas i za vašu budućnost.
That is why Our Lady says, when you pray for them, in fact you pray for yourself and your own future.
Osim naše molitve, ona traži naš primjer.
Beside our prayers, Our Lady is asking our example.
Ona ne traži od nas prilike.
She doesn't ask from us to preach.
Ona traži da mi našim životom pričamo.
But she would like from us to talk with our own life.
Da nevjernici vide u nama Boga i ljubav Božju.
So that unbelievers can see God and God's love within ourselves.
Ja bih vas zamolila da to shvatite najozbiljnije.
Mirjana says, I would kindly ask of you to accept this in the most serious way.
Jer kad biste samo jednom vidjeli suze koje Gospa ima na svom licu radi nevjernika, ja sam sigura da biste molili sa svim srcem.
Because if you were able just once to see the tears in Our Lady's face because of unbelievers, I'm sure that you would pray from the bottom of your heart.
Jer Gospa kaže da je ovo vrijeme odluka.
Because Our Lady says that this is the time of decisions.
I kaže da je na nama koji kažemo da smo djeca Božja velika odgovornost.
And that we who call ourselves God's children have great responsibility.
Kad Gospa kaže molite za nevjernike, ona bi željela da to bude na njezin način.
When Our Lady says pray for unbelievers, she desires that we can do it in her way.
A to bi bilo da prvo osjetimo ljubav za njih.
That means first to feel love for them.
Da ih osjetimo kao našu braću i sestre koji nisu bili sretni kao mi, da upoznaju ljubav Božju.
To feel them as our own brothers and sisters who were not lucky enough as we were to come to know the love of God.
I tek kad to osjetiš, možeš moliti za njih.
And only once you feel like that, you will be able to pray for them.
Nikada ne suditi, ne kritizirati.
We should never judge or criticize.
Jednostavno da ih volimo, molimo za njih i damo svoj primjer.
We should simply love them, pray for them, and offer them our own example.
To je jedini način da im pomognemo.
That is the only way to help them.
I isto tako i sutra većina od njih će biti sa mnom na ukazanju.
At the same time tomorrow, most of you will be with me during the apparition.
Pomislite na nevjernike.
Think about unbelievers.
Pomislite na sve one koji znate, koji nisu osjetili ljubav Božju.
Think about all those people that you know, people who have never come to know the love of God.
Pomislite na sebe.
Think about yourself.
Jer ko od nas može reći da je pravi vjernik i da čini sve ono što Bog hoće?
Because who among us can say for sure I'm a true believer and I'm doing everything the way God desires?
Zamolimo majku sutra da nam pomogne.
Let us pray to mother tomorrow to help us.
Ona je rekla u svojim zadnjim porukama, dajte mi ruku, ja ću vam dati svoju i vodit ću vas.
In her latest messages she said, give me your hand, I will give you mine and I will guide you, I will lead you.
Znači trebamo joj sutra dozvoliti da nas povede.
So we have to allow her tomorrow to guide us.
Najvažnija Gospina poruka koju ona često ponavlja je Sveta Misa.
The most important Our Lady's message that she has been repeating often is the Holy Mass.
Ali ne samo nedjeljom.
But not only on Sunday.
Kad smo mi bili djeca na početku ukazanja, ona nam je rekla.
As the children at the beginning of the apparitions, Our Lady said to us.
Ako trebate da birate između viđenja mene i Svete Mise, uvijek izaberite Svetu Misu.
If you have to choose between attending the Holy Mass or seeing me in the apparition, you must choose to attend the Holy Mass.
Jer za vrijeme Svete Mise, moj sin je s vama.
Because during the Holy Mass, my son is with you.
U svim ovim godinama ukazanja Gospa nikada nije rekla molite ja ću vam dati.
In all these years of the apparitions Our Lady never said pray and I will give.
Ona uvijek kaže molite da mogu moliti svoga sina za vas.
But she always says pray so that I can pray to my son for you.
Uvijek je Isus na prvom mjestu.
Jesus is always in the first place.
Mnogi hodočasnici kad dođu u Međugorje misle da su mi vidioci važni.
Many pilgrims who come to Međugorje believe that we visionaries are important.
Da je dosta reći nama jer Bog nas sluša više nego ostale.
They believe that it would be enough to say a word to us because God would accept our prayers better than their prayers.
A to je pogrešno razmišljanje.
But that is wrong way of thinking.
Jer za Gospu kao za majku nema privilegovanih.
Because for Our Lady as mother there are no privileged children.
Za nju smo svi samo njena djeca koja ona bira za različite misije.
For her, we are all just her children that she has been choosing for different missions.
Nas šest da preko nas da poruke.
She chose six of us in order to give the messages.
Ali je izabrala svi u vas.
But she chose every one of you.
Jer to je i rekla u poruci od 1. i 2. januara gdje se baš obraća hodočasnicima.
That is what she did say in one of her messages on January the 2nd and I believe that she was truly addressing pilgrims.
Jer ona je rekla, draga djeco, ja sam vas pozvala.
She said, dear children, I invited you.
Otvorite svoje srce, pustite me da uđem.
Open your heart, allow me to enter.
Da mogu napraviti svoje apostole od vas.
In order to be able to make you become my apostles.
Znači svi imamo istu važnost za našu majku.
Which means that we all have the same importance for our mother.
Ako je iko privilegiran, kako sam ja shvatila gledajući Gospine poruke,
But if we can still talk about someone who would be privileged ones when I look at Our Lady's messages,
ja bih rekla da su to onda svećenici.
I would say that we can talk about priests.
Jer ona nikada nije rekla što oni trebaju činiti.
Because Our Lady never said what they should do.
Ona uvijek kaže što mi trebamo činiti za njih.
She always says what we should do for them.
Ona kaže oni ne trebaju vašeg suda i kritike.
She says they do not need you to judge and criticize them.
Oni trebaju jer Bog će suditi njih kakvi su bili kao svećenici.
Because God will judge them the way they were as priests.
A vas će suditi kakav je bio vaš odnos prema svećenicima.
But God will judge you the way you treated your priests.
Ona kaže ako izgubite poštovanje prema svećenicima.
And Our Lady says if you lose respect towards your priests.
Polako ćete izgubiti prema crkvi i na kraju prema dragom Bogu.
Little by little you will lose respect for the church and at the end for dear God as well.
Za vrijeme ukazanja svakog drugog mjeseca ona uvijek ističe važnost svećenika.
During the apparitions on every second of the month, Our Lady has been constantly repeating the importance of the priest.
Na primjer, ona kad nas blagosiva.
For example, when she is blessing us.
Ona uvijek kaže, ja vam dajem moj majčinski blagoslov.
She always says, I'm giving you my motherly blessing.
A najveći blagoslov koji možete da dobiti na zemlji je onaj od svećenika.
But the greatest blessing that you can receive on earth is a blessing coming from your priest.
To vas moj sin blagosiva.
When they bless you, it is my son himself blessing.
Isto tako je rekla, ne zaboravite moliti za svoje pastire, oni imaju ruke blagoslovljene od moga sina.
She also said, do not forget to pray for your shepherds, their priestly hands are blessed on my son.
I zato vas ja molim svim srcem, kad se vratite u svoje župe, pokažite da ste bili u Gospinoj školi.
That is why I'm kindly asking of you from the bottom of my heart, when you go back home to your parishes, show to the other people that you were in Our Lady's school.
Ako tvoj župnik ne čini kako ti misliš da bi trebalo.
If your parish priest is not doing the way you think he should do,
nemoj ga kritizirati okolo i suditi.
Do not criticize and judge him around.
Uzmi krunicu, moli Boga za njega.
Take the rosary and pray to dear God for him.
To je način da mu pomogneš.
Because that is a way to help him.
A ne da uzimaš u svoje ruke ono što može samo dragi Bog.
And not to take in your own hands what only dear God is supposed to do.
A samo on će suditi.
And only he will judge.
U ovome svijetu kojem mi danas živimo.
In this world that we live in.
Ima toliko puno suda.
There's so much judgments.
A tako malo ljubavi.
And so little of love.
A Gospa želi da mi budemo prepoznati po ljubavi.
And Our Lady desires that we may be recognized through love.
I zato vas molim da budete svjedoci ljubavi.
That is why I'm kindly asking you to be the witnesses of love.
Onako kako naša majka želi.
The way our mother desires.
Ona isto tako želi da vratimo molitvu u obitelji.
She also desires that we bring back the prayer in our families.
Ona ne traži, ona kaže da roditelji imaju veliku odgovornost ispred svoje djece.
Our Lady says that parents have great responsibility before their children.
Jer oni su ti koji trebaju staviti korijene vjere u svoju djecu.
Because it is parents who are supposed to put the seeds of faith in their children.
A to mogu samo zajedničkom molitvom i zajedničkim odlastima na svetu misu.
And they can do it only if they pray together and if they attend the Holy Mass together.
Mi ne možemo djeci govoriti o važnosti svete mise ako ne vide da je za nas na prvom mjestu.
We cannot talk to our children about the importance of the Holy Mass if they don't see that the Holy Mass is in the first place for us.
Ne možemo govoriti o molitvi i važnosti molitve ako ne vide nas da molimo.
We cannot talk to them about the prayer and the importance of the prayer if they don't see us praying.
I zato Gospa kaže da mi roditelji imamo veliku odgovornost.
And that is why Our Lady says that we parents have great responsibility.
Gospa traži post.
Our Lady is asking fasting.
Za nju je post kruh i voda.
Her way of fasting is bread and water.
Ona ne traži od post od onih koji su bolesni.
She doesn't ask fasting from those who are sick.
Ali zaista bolesni.
But truly sick.
Ona kaže da će oni kroz molitvu shvatiti što drugo mogu učiniti u zamjenu za post u kruhu i vodi.
Our Lady says they will realize through their own prayer what they can do instead of fasting on bread and water.
Meni se u Međugorju sviđa kako su svi hodočasnici svih nacija ujedinjeni u jednome.
I really like to see how all the pilgrims from all over the world are united in one thing.
Borbi protiv posta.
Fight against fasting.
Jer svi se bune protiv posta.
Because everybody is kind of rebelling, you know, against fasting.
Kad sam pričala Italijanima nedavno, pitali su me koliko traje srijeda i petak.
When I was talking to Italians not long time ago, they asked me, how long lasts Wednesday or Friday?
Kao da ja mogu skratiti to malo.
As if I'm allowed to shorten it a little bit.
A tipično američko pitanje.
A typical American question would be,
može li barem kava ujutro?
Can we have at least coffee in the morning?
Ja uvijek kažem, zašto ne?
And I always say, why not?
Ali što ranije ujutro prije nego što se gospa ustane pa vas vidi.
But just make it early enough before Our Lady wakes up to see.
Jer bitno je da ti odlučiš postiti.
Because it is important that you decide to fast.
A ostalo prepusti Bogu.
And everything else given God's hands.
Ja gospa ne traži da vi odmah sljedeći petak postite u kruhu i vodi.
Our Lady does not ask from you next Friday to fast some bread and water right away.
Ali probate ne uzeti večer.
But try maybe to skip dinner.
Polako, korak po korak.
Slowly, step by step.
Gospa traži od nas da se spovedam barem jedan put mjesečno.
Our Lady asks from us to go to Holy Confession at least once a month.
Ona kaže da nema čovjeka na zemlji koji nema potrebu za mjesečnom ispovijed.
Our Lady says that there is no man on earth who doesn't have a need of a monthly confession.
Kad već govorimo o ispovjedi, ja bih vam preporučao nešto kao sestra.
As you're already talking about confession, I would like to recommend you something as sister to all of you.
A vi ste već toliko puno učinili za gospu.
You already did so much for Our Lady.
Toliko dug put ste prevalili.
You did such a long journey from home.
Ostavili ste obitelji.
You left your families.
Došli ste ovdje, sunce.
You have come here, sun beats hard.
Hodanje, vaši vodiči vas progone.
There's a lot of walking, your gods are persecuting you.
Učinite i taj zadnji korak.
So do that final step as well.
Očistite svoje srce.
Cleanse your hearts.
Ispravite se.
Go to confession.
Jer samo čisto srce dobija dar.
Because only pure heart is capable to receive gifts.
Kad sutra kleknemo pred našu majku.
Tomorrow when we kneel down before our mother.
Da ona pogleda u naše srce.
So that she may look in our heart.
A da se mi ne crvenimo.
So we would not get red color on our faces.
Da nam je srce otvoreno i čisto i da je spremno primiti darove.
So that our heart is cleansed and ready to receive the gifts.
To je samo jedan savjet sestrinski.
That is only a sisterly advice.
Gospa traži da vratimo Bibliju u obitelj.
Our Lady asks from us to bring back the Bible in our families.
Kad ona meni da poruku, ona meni ne objašnjava.
When Our Lady gives me a message, she does not explain that message to me.
I ja moram kao i vi moliti i kroz molitu pokušati shvatiti što mi Bog želi reći.
Same like every one of you, I also have to pray so that through prayer I could understand what God desires to tell me.
Kad gospa kaže vratite Bibliju, ja mislim da mi svi imamo Bibliju u obitelji.
When Our Lady says bring back the Bible, I believe that we all have a Bible in our families.
Ali gospa želi jednu jednostavnu stvar.
But Our Lady desires a very simple thing.
Da je otvorimo svaki dan.
To open it every day.
Da pročitamo dvije, tri rečenice, nije bitno koliko.
To read a few sentences, doesn't matter how much.
Ali da je Biblija zaista prisutna.
But that the Bible is truly present.
A ne da kažemo da imamo Bibliju, ali kao suvenir u nekom kutu koji nikad ne diramo.
And not to say, yes, we do have a Bible as a souvenir in a certain corner of our home, but we never touch it.
To bi bilo ono što ja smatram osobno najvažnijim.
This would be what I personally consider as the most important.
This and other audios can be found on our website, medjugorje.org.